Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. To all my regular listeners, welcome back. Appreciate you guys tuning in for the show. And all the new folks, welcome. Thanks for dropping by and checking it out. If you're new and you're listening on any of the major podcast platforms, well, there's a video version of this podcast available on YouTube. And if you're watching it on YouTube, there's also an audio-only version on all the popular podcast platforms out there. So lots of options for you. If you want to get a hold of me, obviously on YouTube, you can leave comments in the comment section. But on the podcast, a little tougher. So go to my website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. There's a contact section there. Shoot me a text, fire off an email if it's a little bit longer. And there's also information on my guide business. I'm a licensed captain here in the Carolinas, fishing outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Run guide trips out here. So if you're ever in the area and want to go fishing, hit me up there through the website. Also, links to all the gear we use. People have questions about that. So there's, you know, a link to all the gear that we use and all that kind of stuff. And links to all the different social media stuff that's out there. So appreciate you checking it out. What we're going to talk about today is an interesting topic, having too much bait. And what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about the cut bait that you have or the bait that you got in your bait tank. I'm not talking about the bait that you're going to be fishing with, but the bait that is in the water around you. You know, a lot of times when we're out looking for fish, trying to find a place for fish, you know, we may be looking for birds. And we go, oh, there's birds. Birds are feeding on, you know, bait fish. Let's go hit that up. You know, you see this a lot offshore. Saltwater guys doing this, you know, freshwater guys, striper fishing, same thing. Bait can be a place to find fish. It can definitely be something that you want to key in on. Depending on where you're fishing and what kind of water system you're in, bait is important, but I think there are times when you can have too much bait. And what I mean by that is when you get large congregations of bait fish in a certain area for various reasons. Sometimes it can be early in the year during the spawn. Sometimes it can be up in creeks in warmer weather. Sometimes it, you know, there's a lot of different variables where this happens. It happens in the summer, happens in the spring, happens in the winter, happens in the fall. Certain dynamics come into play and you have massive, massive congregations of bait in a certain area. My theory is it's hard to catch fish in these areas, and it's mainly because of the competition for food. You are one in a million, so to speak, with your bait that you're putting out there. And it can be very difficult to get fish to bite in these situations. You know, you've got fish that they become focused on hitting one thing. It may be little bitty threadfin shad. It may be, you know, bigger gizzard shad. They become very hyper-focused on that one fish. And if you don't have that exact fish, a lot of times they won't hit it. Now, this isn't always the case. But, and there are some ways to work around that we'll get into here in a second. But a lot of times it's very tough to catch these fish when there is just a ton of bait. Now, we're not talking about one bait school with a lot of feeder fish around it. That's a little bit different. What I'm talking about is an area that is very widespread. You know, maybe a mile, half mile, or a certain depth of water where this stuff is pushed up into creeks, into coves, or it's stacked up along a river channel in deeper water. That is where I think it becomes tough to catch these fish and get these fish to hit. Now, there are some things that, you know, you can do to help this situation. One is present your bait differently. And what I mean by that is you really got to go the total opposite of what's happening in that area. If it's little bitty fish and they're in 10 to 15 feet of water, you may have to go with super big baits down below that, getting below those fish, hitting in front of some of the fish that are staged up to feed on the edges of these bait schools. You know, that is one option you can go with to try to figure out a way to get these fish to hit your baits. The other option, quite honestly, is to move. And I know that seems kind of like a quitter mentality, but sometimes you are better off going to an area where there is just less competition or less competition between you and the bait schools, where there is less food. Not all fish don't always move with the bait schools. And there are some fish, we call them resident fish, that have a certain area that they like for a lot of reasons. It could be cover, structure, availability of a bigger food that maybe they're looking for. And sometimes these fish will stay in these areas. So a lot of times, you'll see this in my videos, when I get into an area and there's a pile of bait, and man, it's just hard to get fish to bite. A lot of times I'll move. You know, if that's up in a creek, I may move out into some deeper water. Sometimes this stuff can be temperature driven as to where these fish are hanging at. Sometimes it can be in the middle of a spawning or post-spawn migration or a winter migration or a move to warmer or cooler water. So sometimes you just got to run a little ways to get away from it. And I think that can give you a little bit of help, you know, a little bit of our hope, I should say, in finding some fish that are actually feeding. And one of the things I encountered recently on some guide trips fishing in the spring, I had some places where I was catching fish. I ran two or three guide trips back to back, boom, boom, boom. We're catching fish on a couple of different points. And we had fished one day and caught some fish, good fish in there. We went in the next morning, got in there, got set up, you know, and it was, you know, before daylight. And, you know, these fish sometimes are biting before daylight, sometimes after the sun comes up. Man, this morning, there was nothing hidden. It was just like it stopped. I looked along the bank, just happened to look up. There was a riprap wall, some rock right on the bank there. And I seen shad popping. These were spawning shad that were running the bank. Started to really look and pay attention. Underneath a pier, blown up with shad. We're talking hundreds of thousands of threadfin shad that were pulled up in here onto this point spawning. I sat there maybe another 45 minutes just to see if it made a difference. Never had a bite, never caught a fish. That area was covered up in massive schools of spawning fish. We made a move, ran about a half mile, anchored up on another point, and caught some fish on that point. There wasn't any action going on in there. Now, the funny thing is, the next morning, I said, I'm going to go back to that point, the one where we finished up at. Got up there, got set up on it, and before the sun got up, I could see the fish, those same spawning shad, running the bank up underneath the pier. And this time, I didn't wait as long. I reeled everything in and we made a move. That massive congregation of spawning fish in that situation, not so much killed a bite, but it probably was a good bite at some point. There was just a lot of fish focused on what was going on there. You got to remember, when you have those little tiny threadfin shad doing their spawning thing, you've got crappie, you've got bass, you've got perch, everything else feeding on those fish, which means even for the bigger catfish, those fish are feeding on the fish that are feeding on the small fish. So, those situations, it was pack up, make a move, go somewhere else, and find a little better surroundings to fish in. Now, the good news in all of this is that generally, these big congregations of bait, massive schools of bait, don't last. It's almost like this stuff comes together, and then it spreads back out. So, when you see this going on, you know, I think the worst times are probably in the wintertime when this happens, and it's usually toward deeper water. That can be a little bit more prolonged when something like that happens. But the good news is it doesn't last forever. You know, I think probably some of you guys bank fishing have a little bit better advantage because about the only time I see stuff really stacked up on the bank is during the spawn. Most of the time that bank area can be a little more left alone by these massive schools. So I think Bankfisher may have a little bit of advantages. Us guys that are fishing out a little bit deeper is where we encounter this more. So, you know, keep in mind, hey, if you're going to fish in the middle of it, it's your only option, try presenting your bait totally different than what's going on out there, either underneath the bait school, suspended off to the side of it, totally opposite in size too. Instead of little bitty, maybe super huge baits, just to try to get something different in there. And the other option, pick up and move. So something to think about when you're out there and you see a ton of bait and there's bait everywhere and it looks crazy on the sonar and there's fish everywhere. There's balls of bait, fish feeding on them. Just remember, you know, you're putting your bait in amongst hundreds of thousands of fish and you may have a tough time winning that battle. So something to think about next time you're out on the water. And until next time, we'll catch you out on the water.